So together, my side start, then we alternate. Okay? Together. Remember this, the one who plants few seeds will have a small harvest, but the one who plants a lot will have a big harvest.
You should not give if it makes you unhappy, or if you feel forced to give. God loves those who are happy to give.
And God can give you more blessings than you need, and you will always have plenty of everything. You will have enough to give to every good work.
As the scripture says, he gives generously to the poor. His goodness will continue forever.
God is the one who gives seed to those who plant, and he gives bread for food. And God will give you spiritual seed and make that seed grow. He will produce a great harvest from your goodness.
God will make you rich in every way, so that you can always give freely. And your giving through us will make people give thanks to God.
The service you are offering helps God's people with their needs. But that is not all it does. It is also bringing more and more thanks to God.
The service is a proof of your faith, and people will praise God because of it. They will praise God that you freely share what you have with them and with all people. They will praise Him to see you following the good news about Christ.
You openly accepted. They will praise God because you freely share with them and with all people. And when they pray, they will wish they could be with you. They will feel this way because of the great grace that God gave you.
Thanks be to God for his gift that is too wonderful to describe.
Indeed, thanks be to God.
Do you have a seat? So hopefully, as you've been looking this way for the majority of the service, you may have noticed two things that are slightly, well, one thing that's slightly odd for the middle of a church. One, maybe you see sometimes, and that will be the station that is to my right, your left, and the one that is behind me up here. And in a minute, you will get a chance to go and explore those stations and see just what it is that they're doing. But first of all, I'm going to pray. Then I'm going to speak, and then you have the opportunity to explore. So let's pray quickly. Father, we thank you not only for your goodness and faithfulness to us, but also your overwhelming generosity. And we pray this morning that as we think about that in different ways, that you would help us to see the multitude of different ways in which we can then also show that generosity to others. Amen. Now, I don't know if you know, but in the Bible, there are lots of different names that describe God and describe his character. And one of those names is the name Yahweh Jireh, which means the God who provides. And not only does God provide for us at harvest time, we remember, physically with food and nourishment, he also provides us with countless other things as well. And not simply things that we need in order to live and survive, but more than that, he gifts us with such generous grace and all sorts of things that actually we don't need, but we enjoy, we take pleasure in, and we can therefore thank him for. And in our reading, we were reminded about some of those things, particularly with the verse right at the very end. Could we please have the verse that was right at the very end back up on the screen? So that verse reminds us that actually God has given us the most generous gift that is too wonderful to even begin to try and describe, the gift of Christ and all that he brought with him, not only in his life on the earth through his teaching, but also through his death and through his resurrection. And so in a minute, if you would like to, there will be the opportunity for you to have a think about, actually, what does that mean for me? What does his death, his resurrection, the offer of life, forgiveness, grace, and life everlasting mean for me? And you can do that in this station over here where we have the cross and the verse and also some tactile things which you can hold if you would like to help you remember. The only thing I would say is those who are looking after younger children, there are nails. Please be careful. That's all I'll say. There's not just nails, but there are some nails, so please be careful. So we're reminded of the unbelievable gift that is offered to us through Christ. But if we've accepted that into our life, if we're truly living in the freedom and grace and forgiveness that comes from Christ's death, then it has a consequence in our lives. And the easiest way for us to see that is to have a very quick look at the story of a very short man in the Bible, Zacchaeus. If you're unfamiliar with the story of Zacchaeus, he wants to see Jesus. He's too short. He can't see past the crowds. He climbs a tree. Jesus sees him, says he wants to come to his house, goes to his house. And then, because Jesus comes to his house and Zacchaeus responds to what Jesus does for him in wanting to come and be in his life, he generously responds by saying he will give away half of his wealth to the poor, and if he may have cheated anyone, they will get back four times what he took. His is a life that shows us that when Jesus enters in, that miraculous things happen as a consequence. So behind me, we have the opportunity to explore, actually, what is it that we can give? What have we been gifted with by God that we can gift to others? And this isn't necessarily something that we lend or borrow like a library. This might actually be something that we properly give away, not expecting to get returned to us. But as our passage reminded us, God wants us to actually decide what it is we're going to give first. We don't need to do it because somebody tells us to do it. We shouldn't do it if actually we're really unhappy to do it. God loves those who give because they want to give. But there is a promise that actually God will restore to us even more when we do give. Maybe not in the same thing that we give out, but definitely in some kind of blessing. If not this side of heaven, then definitely in heaven. So there is your opportunity to explore what we could give. And at each station there are some pens and some post-it notes. And if you could write down either what Jesus means to you, his death, his life, his resurrection, or the things that you could give, then that would be amazing. If, however, you're quite comfortable where you are, you think, actually, I'm warming up now, I don't want to start moving, then we have two questions to help remind you of what those things are that should come up on the screen in a second, I'm hoping, which simply are, what does the generously given gift of Christ mean for me, for you, for each of us? And what can I generously give to somebody I know, to somebody I don't know? Who knows? You can either think about those things individually by yourself, contemplate, reflect, or chat with somebody around you if you feel like chatting and they feel like chatting and listening. So we're going to have some time now to explore, to move around. You can go to both, you can go to one, you don't have to go anywhere. The time is yours to do with as you wish. And we're going to have hopefully a song in the background, just so that if you are sitting quietly, you don't just have to sit in complete silence if that scares you. So, the time is yours. Please feel free. Before we move, I will pray for us again, and then we'll reconvene right at the end. So, Father God, we thank you once again for the generous gift of Christ, for his life, for his teaching, but especially for his death and his resurrection, and all that means for us. And Father, we pray that you would help us to see what it is that we can generously give to those others who are in our lives or to those whom maybe we don't even know yet. Amen. When Claire and I returned from holiday, we had this card simply saying thank you for the gift that we'd given him for his birthday, which was quite a simple thing, but still he said thank you. So if you struggle to think, what can I be generous with? What have I been gifted with that I can gift others with? Simply start by being thankful for the small things, and I'm sure you will find soon enough what it is that you can be generous with yourself. So we are going to stand and sing once again. And during this song, as I said, if you would like to give